Hi, Rob Wallace. Welcome to KABU.
Hi, Bill. It was a pleasure to be here.
Rob Wallace is an evolutionary biologist. His books are Big Farms, Make Big Flu, also Neoliberal Ebola. He studied a host of new viral disease epidemics recently emerging, bird flu, MERS, Ebola, Zika. He studied the diseases and outbreaks and concluded that epidemics are the product of the agribusiness Big Farm Everywhere revolution. Rob will be speaking tonight at the First Unitarian Church, downtown Southwest 12th in Salmon, tonight, March 6th at 7 p.m. It's free. He also discusses a solution that would protect us, a rapid move towards global agroecology, which is, of course, a very different model of farming. Rob, how did you come to study the link between big farming and disease origins?
Well, I'm an evolutionary biologist by training, and at some point I was tasked to look at the genetics of a new bird flu at the turn of the century, H5N1. And we were able to make some evolutionary trees, family trees of the virus, and from that be able to figure out how the virus spread from place to place. The thing is, I got curious. I wanted to know why the virus emerged in southern China in 1997. And no matter how much you look at the genetic sequences of the virus, it doesn't tell you that. So I turned to looking at the economic geography of agriculture in the region. I looked at the history of agriculture in China and then moved into looking and studying the global spread of this particular livestock revolution model of production, which I concluded seems to have a big foundational impact on the evolution and spread of all the new pathogens that you listed.
Let's get into your findings a little bit more. How it is that a new farming leads to epidemics. Some of these viruses that you found, in fact, all of them seem to have infected humans for who knows how long, thousands of years, but they never became epidemics. Why don't you talk about that?
Post-World War II, agriculture underwent what's called the livestock revolution, or it began to integrate all the modes and nodes of animal production under one company's roof. So from fertilization all the way up to meat packing. And that led to the consolidation of all these smallholder farms and led to the increase in the number of animals being produced here, primarily to start off in the United States. Well, that model of production has now begun to spread around the world. And what that means is you have a reduction in the diversity of animals and an increase in the number of animals and the increase in number of animals housed in each barn. So we're up to 15,000 turkeys per barn or 250,000 egg layers, chickens in a barn. And that has a profound effect on the evolution of the pathogens that circulate there. So a pathogen previously would have been capped on how dangerous it could be because it would have to evolve in such a way that it couldn't just knock its host out because it needs to be able to spread to the next host. But if you have a barn of 15,000 turkeys, that removes a cap on how dangerous a virus can be. And so the virus is able to burn through the barn at no cost to itself. So that selects for strains that are much more dangerous. And those strains are able, from there, to be able to pass off into the workers that are working.
Right.
With the,
and the animals that have it reproduce in some sort of way, but often with genetic changes so that the pathogen becomes more and more serious. And what you're doing is creating more and more dangerous pathogens. My understanding is that you also looked at that model. It's not only that there are more big farms than the U.S. agricultural model of agribusinesses, especially as to meat, but there's a hugely expanded meat eating now over the world. And those huge farms are now, in fact, because they're running out of land in the U.S. It's also in Africa, Indonesia, everywhere. They are cutting down the forests and building these monoculture of the crops that feed the meat or palm oil that feeds other things. They're cutting down the forests and forcing people into the big cities. There's a whole neoliberalism is sort of has the impact on the land is enormous, which leads then to the epidemics that come out of these big barns.
I mean, what you're getting is all the complicated interactions between the political economy and the economics, global economics, and its impact on agriculture, both here in the United States and abroad. So you have some pathogens like influenza, like MERS, like Salmonella that directly come off these mega farms that are being produced for the reasons we just discussed, the reducing diversity and also increase the number of animals that are being raised. On the other hand, you have the second set of pathogens that are emerging that are primarily coming out of some of the processes that you just described, where in the course of looking for more land to produce monoculture agriculture, whether it's animals or crops, many of the international companies, many of the multinationals are moving to the global south and taking land from smallholders and deforesting the local forests as a way of finding the land necessary to raise these animals and these crops. And what that does is that changes the ecologies of the local areas. So previously, say for Ebola, Ebola would spill over in Central Africa and West Africa and maybe hit a town or a local guerrilla troop, and it's a terrible thing, it's a terrible disease. But when you turn the forest into a monoculture, you turn a very complex ecology that blocks pathogens from lining up the susceptibles it needs to make an epidemic. And all of a sudden, a complex system becomes very simple. And many of the hosts will die, and many of the pathogens that they carry will die, but some pathogens will succeed. And so, for instance, for Ebola, the virus reservoir seems to be these frugivore bats. Well, the bats, when you remove their forest, they're just not going to roll over and die. They are attracted to many of the monoculture crops that are cash crops that are being developed, including palm oil. I mean, what's not to like? They have protection, they have food, they don't have any predators, they have nice space between plants to allow them to fly from their roosting sites to the foraging sites. So some of these hosts are able to prosper under those conditions, and so that increases the interface between humans and the bat reservoirs. And that increases the rate of transmission of Ebola. And so neoliberalism has an effect both on the monoculture development and also the structural adjustment that removes the public health infrastructure necessary to stomp down an outbreak like Ebola.
And you get epidemics. That's what you're going to be talking about tonight at the First Unitarian Church in more detail. This was somewhat technical, but if you want to hear the story in 45 minutes, it becomes a lot more vivid. One final thing that you'll be talking about are the solutions. And the solutions are to radically change agriculture, it seems to me, in many ways. Why don't you just go into that in fairly briefly?
Sure. I always joke, half joke, that agribusiness is bringing America together, because I think people across the board despise agribusiness, even people who work for agribusiness. So the people who object to the way the animals are treated, they're on animal rights grounds, people who object to the lack of nutrition in the food, so they're the foodies who oppose to it. I happen to be an epidemiologist who sees that this is the perfect way to grow the next pathogen that kills a billion people.
Right. And there's also, of course, the global warming impacts of this, which is going to kill us before the epidemics, maybe. This is really the race to the bottom.
Right. So in some ways, there's some hope in the sense that so many people object to the way food is being produced this way, and it really gives us a sense of common interest. And so people can converge together to work for different agriculture. And that would be, as you mentioned, in many ways, depending on the crop and depending on the livestock, new kind of agroecology that, in essence, gets the economics of our production integrated back with the ecology of the landscape in which we grow our food.
Well, Rob, I think we've done it, actually. Let's, though, announce once more your talk tonight at the First Unitarian Church. It's at Southwest 12th and Salmon tonight, March 6th at 7 p.m. Rob Wallace talking about...
I'm talking about big farms that make big flus and other diseases, so... Come on down. It'll be a great conversation.
And unhealthy food as well.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
And warm the planet, which makes a lot of the pathogens are really happy.
Yes.
Thank you very much for talking to us, Rob.
Thanks a lot. I appreciate it.
My pleasure. See you tonight.